I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. Well, The Full Monty was a popular 1997 blockbuster film. It was a British film. The highest grossing film in the UK until Titanic came along. The film was also made into a musical in the year 2000, and it set records on Broadway. Well, tonight, Stages St. Louis opens a run through October the 4th at the Robert Rhyme Theater. Please welcome cast members Zoe Vonderhaar and Julie Cardia.
Hi.
Hi, nice to see you both.
Nice
again,
to see
I should
you.
Say.
Great to be here.
Zoe, you've been here a million times over the years.
I have.
A half a million, maybe.
Half a million.
Hey, you play in The Full Monty, you play Jeanette.
Jeanette, yes.
And this is not a character that you are unfamiliar with.
Mm. No, this is the third time I've done the show.
Oh, wow.
I love Jeanette. Jeanette is a lot like me, I guess. That's why I love her. Sometimes it's fun to play characters that are really a stretch.
But... A lot like you. You mean that you're into male strippers? Or
Well, a little bit of that, maybe. Jeanette is an old-time musician. She played Vegas. She's been around for a long time, and she's retired and just can't really stay in retirement, and she hears about these guys putting on a show and decide she wants to be a part of it. So she is the rehearsal pianist. And I just love her. She's very dry and laid back and just says exactly what she thinks. And that's probably a lot like me.
Well, Julie Cardia.
Yeah.
You were not in this show here, but we have seen you at Stages a few times. In fact, you were on this program. How many years ago was it?
Well, the last time I met you was in 2009. I was doing Guys and Dolls, played Adelaide in Guys and Dolls.
What a great role, huh?
It was a great role.
It was a great show.
Yes, and I'm so glad to be back this year. It's been a really special year, both personally and professionally, doing Anything Goes, and now The Full Monty. I've always wanted to do this show. I have a twin sister who did it several years ago, and she's like, Julie, you are going to have the best time because we get to watch the strip at the end. So we're the lucky ones.
So you've been
They've got to do the work. We just get to watch.
You've been enjoying rehearsals for a while.
Rehearsals are really fun.
Now, you're based in New York?
I used to be based in New York. Mm-hmm. I lived there for 9 years. And then actually the last time I was here in St. Louis in 2011 with Secret Garden, right after that, I moved to L.A. for grad school. So I still live in L.A. now.
Oh.
with my boyfriend, and my sister actually moved out too. So wow. I got the family to move.
Wow. So that's kind of an interesting thing about Stages. Most of the cast usually is from out of town. Is that not correct?
It's a nice mix. They audition here and truly hire a lot of local actors. And I like that they audition here first and then they go out of town to fill in what they need. But there are a lot of local actors that are hired.
Hmm. In our show alone, we probably have 9 St. Louis actors, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Some shows have very specific types. And so you clearly have to go out of town for some particular roles.
All right, so you play Jeanette. Julie, who do you play?
I play Vicki Nichols. And Vicki Nichols she's married to Harold. Harold is the foreman at the plant that has since closed. Now, Vicki doesn't know about that. So she's kind of a kept woman. She loves shopping, loves clothing, Louis Vuittons. And Harold likes it that way, too. They go to trips to Bali and Puerto Rico and... But little does he know, I think they really learn a lot about one another through the course of this play, that she's tougher than he thinks.
Okay, well, we've sort of alluded to the plot, but let's back up a little and just talk about that.
Yeah.
They're steel workers, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's about this group of men. I think it's about 6 men.
6 men, yeah.
And, the economy is tough, right?
Very tough.
So they're out of work.
Yes. The steel plant is closed, the one that they all work in. And so they've got to come up with a quick way to earn some cash. And hence the name of the title, Full Monty.
The show has... clearly the big strip at the end, which is kind of what the first thing everybody thinks about when you hear the title.
Now, is there nudity at Stages?
For a brief moment that is very well lit so you don't really see it.
Right.
If the lights work properly.
And if they don't?
You can always wish there's an error, but it's very, very tastefully
very
done.
Very tastefully.
You'll see some cute tushes.
Yes.
But the show is really about an
the
emotional
cutest in town.
Strip.
What? Cutest tushes in town.
Exactly. There are six very real guys. Mm-hmm. It deals with a lot of really real issues that everybody can relate to. The unemployment being number one, and what it does to people, whether it causes depression, loneliness, self-esteem,
self-worth,
afraid to tell your wife
betrayal,
that you're unemployed. It deals with weight issues. It deals with depression.
Well, before we go further with the plot, why don't we hear something from The Full Monty?
Yeah.
This is Let It Go.
Did I capture your imagination? Did I break you down, make you smile? It's a serious little situation. Why don't we loosen up and dance a while? You need a loose-lip lover with a heart of honey. You need a sex cadet when duty calls. Come on, show me all your bare-faced new tag. I wanna see our shadows bouncing off the walls. Let it go, let it go. Loosen up, yeah, let it go. Let it go, let it go. It's alright. Let it go.
And we're talking about Stage's production of The Full Monty, which opens tonight and runs October the 4th. We're talking to the cast members, Julie Cardia and Zoe Vonderhaar, and I was wondering why you're both trying to tip me a dollar during that song.
Because you look just like one of the guys.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to take that, but, you know, now that you bring that up, that's interesting, because so there are these guys, these steel workers, they're out of business, they're kind of desperate. I mean, they need money.
They're
just working class people. And so one of them gets an idea that they're going to do a sort of a Chippendales show. But they're not all, they don't all look like Chippendales. And I think you sort of alluded to this.
No.
But, I mean, there are probably a couple of them that are, you know, well-built and good-looking, but not all of them. Some of them are just sort of ordinary
they're
guys.
They're all very real guys.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
And they get the idea because it starts off with the wives going to see the Chippendales and paying $50 to get in. And the guys are like, well, if they can do it, we can do it.
But then they start rehearsing and they're like, this isn't so easy. And there's, you know, they've lost their manhood with losing their jobs.
Right.
And so throughout the course of the show, you're watching them gain their self-esteem back. And the wives help in that, along with Jeanette's character. The wives help with reassuring them that they can do this. And we love you not because of what you do, but because of who you are. And so the Full Monty is really, it's symbolic of stripping all of that away. And then what's left? Well, the man is left, the person, the human being.
You know, we had planned to have one of the actors who plays one of the steelworkers who becomes a stripper, Eric Kaiser.
Yeah.
But there was a rehearsal came up last minute.
They have rehearsal
today, yeah. So he's stripping right now, I guess.
He is, as we said.
That's exactly why I'm sure they're rehearsing.
He should be down to his boxers.
Now, obviously, all these guys are professional actors. They're used to, you know, doing whatever they have to do. But was it hard for any of them to be a stripper? You've talked to them.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
I'd say all of them had a very difficult time. We had closed rehearsals, so there were, you know, there were curtains
as opposed to clothed rehearsal.
Well, and they very rarely took off their G-string.
Not until, honestly, it wasn't yesterday
night,
the first night they took it all off.
And it was in front of an audience, of course.
Right.
But most of them, not most of them, about half of them have done the show before.
Three guys have done it, three have not.
Hmm.
And, I'll say, you know, after the show, there was a lot of, whoa.
Right. But there's also this exhilaration of after you do take
after
it all
you do
off,
it.
No pun intended, you're just getting rid of all of these inhibitions and finally just being you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm really glad I don't have to just
Julie,
be
you,
me.
Yeah. Julie, your character is the only female solo in the show. You mentioned Harold, and you do a song about
that? I do. Yeah, there. From what I hear, and I do think this is the truth, so Emily Skinner, who originated the role on Broadway, I guess she wanted a solo in the show. And so for a long time, the show didn't have a song with her. And finally, I think one day she stopped coming to rehearsals until they wrote her a song. I hope that's not out of place, but I do know that that is the story. And so anyway, so they wrote her a song. I think it's a great song.
Why don't we sample that? This is
Let's
Life with Harold.
Gotta love that man. He's like my personal angel. I've always wanted the kind of life that I've been having as Harold's wife. What a catch I have caught. He would buy me the moon if the moon could be bought. I'm telling you, you gotta love that man.
Why can't you just tell her? She adores me. How do you break the heart of someone you love?
I really love that man.
And that's from The Full Monty. We're talking with cast members Julie Cardia and Zoe Vonderhaar. And so earlier in the discussion, you mentioned some of the other issues. You know, you hear, if you just tune in, you hear what this is all about, you think it's just a strip show. But it deals with a lot of issues that don't have anything to do with that.
I think this is one of the reasons this show is truly one of my favorites, because I think there's something in the show every single person can relate to. There's depression, there's thoughts of suicide.
And these are the guys.
These are the guys. There's overweight, there's self-esteem issues, there's a single parent, he's just divorced, and he can't pay his child support, mm-hmm. so he's, you know, about to lose seeing his son. There is...
the changing of the traditional gender roles.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the strip is maybe the most obvious.
Right.
You know, men go to strip clubs. Not that women don't, but traditionally we know that men,
right.
you know, men go to strip clubs.
They're the customers. Right.
Exactly. And now the women become the customers. But then also in one of the relationships, Dave, he doesn't have a job. So his wife is like, can you do the cleaning, the cooking, the ironing, you know, and his buddies kind of poke at him. Oh, you got to go home and do the dishes.
Do housework.
You know, so...
there's loneliness. There's, I mean, the two guys even say, I'm lonely. I want something.
Right.
There's the old age issue because one of the boys has to take care of his aging mother. There's just a lot of things that I think somebody can find something to relate
right.
to. And we're talking about all the down stuff, but there's a lot
right.
of fun.
There's
fun,
a lot
fun,
of
fun
hilarity
stuff.
In it as well.
Stage of St. Louis presents The Full Monty. It opens tonight, runs to October the 4th at the Kirkwood Civic Center's Robert Reim Theater. That's on South Guyer. If you'd like more information about times and dates and tickets and all of that, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have more information. And we've been talking with cast members Judy Cardia and Zoe Vonderhaar, and I'm wondering what your favorite part of this whole experience has been, I mean, you mentioned G-strings like five times, so I'm wondering if that's it.
My favorite part is just I always get really close to the guys. Jeanette's just one of the boys, and it's always nice to make that bond.
I kind of feel this was fun. We've gotten really close as girls. We had a bonding party the other night. We watched Magic Mike, so that was a great
there you
time.
Go. Well, break a leg tonight, and best to all of you.
Thank you so much
for being here. That's The Full Monty at Stages. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about the Rep's season opening production of All the Way, Robert Schenkhan's behind-the-scenes look at Lyndon B. Johnson's presidency. We'll also hear about the celebration in Alton as Preston Jackson's sculpture of jazz great Miles Davis is unveiled. And in the next installment of Soundbites, produced with Sauce Magazine, we'll talk with two St. Louis fooder craftsmen about their contributions to the beer industry. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air for a holiday rebroadcast of a discussion about what makes a good neighborhood. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer with assistance from Anya O'Connor and Aaron Doerr. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and have a great holiday weekend.